Gonna move right along to the next presentation. The next sets of presentations are all from a group of studies done by the San Diego University. So without further ado.
Well, good morning. I'm very pleased to be the one that's going to initiate this team presentation. I'm going to be giving you an overview of VDI, a program that we think really symbolizes the theme of this meeting. And I think this is perfect to come after our previous speaker's discussion of a very big vision of partnering up these cities along the Mexico U.S. border. And I think we're going to show you what we've been able to do with one such partnership. So imagine if this could be multiplied. Before I move on, I do want to recognize the OABSA co-director, the Mexico co-director, Dr. Miguel Fraga, as well as the core U.S. faculty. We have Dr. John Elder and Alfonso Rodriguez, Ramona Perez from SDSU, and Dr. Richard Garfine from UCSD. I have no relationships to disclose. I do want to point out what is VDI. This is a semi-annual program that provides public health prevention, primary clinical services to, we work with the migrant farm worker communities in San Quintin, Baja. We initially started out with three universities in partnership, and these were the School of Medicine at UABC TJ, the School of Public Health at SDSU, and the School of Medicine at UCSD. And what's happened is we've added additional schools over time, as well as, very importantly, service and NGO groups. This is VDI is an acronym. Obviously, it was my Mexican co-director that put this together, but this highlights the principles of the programs. Integration at multiple levels is stressed, and I have to say that it's really only been more recently with the support from the institutions, from the NGOs, and with grant support that we've been able to address the last two letters of community impact and research. The travel, or the viajes, as the initial letter in VDI, really is an imperative that in order to provide good service and also to understand root causes for health disparities, you need to go to that community. So we really need we believe that we need to pull faculty and students out of the classrooms, out of their offices, and into that community. We work with the indigenous farm workers in San Quintin that live in migrant camps and colonias. And although Mexico has had tremendous progress in terms of public health programs over the last number of years, these programs have not penetrated these indigenous communities. And so this is also an enlightening and important experience for our Tijuana-based students and faculty. You can see San Quintin. It's about 5 hours south of here, and it's a major agricultural growing area that provides produce not only for much of Mexico, but also much of the United States. The migrant workers are recruited from primarily mainland Mexico, from Guerrero Negro, Sinaloa, and Oaxaca. And as you can see, as we all know, those migrant patterns also pass through Tijuana and across U.S. borders. And so their health issues are truly our health issues. This has been a 10-year evolution. And we started very modestly with 30 faculty and students from three universities. And on this last trip, and I'll give you an overview of what we accomplished on the last trip, we had 144 participants. We reached 180. We went, too many. And we have grown to a multidisciplinary team. And we've also grown from really no support, where faculty and student pay for their room and board over this four-day experience, which still occurs, to having institutional grant and NGO support. And with that, we've been able to really increase the community impact and begin research programs. So how do we prep? First of all, just so you know how it's organized academically, at SDSU, this is a three-unit course. In fall, it's led by epidemiology, and spring is led by health promotion. However, multi-disciplines can participate throughout in both semesters. At UCSD, it's a medical school elective, and at UABC, there is no credit. However, it's fiercely competitive to be part of this program. There's a consensus from the faculty leads and NGO leads as to what are going to be the main projects we're going to address, and then we select our lead graduate students. They don't know how much time goes into that selection process, but often we do select students who have been before. And then these graduate students, medical students, really play a major role in terms of putting together the protocols and the projects that we ultimately perform in that particular semester. I want to mention that one of the things that we found that's been very important is to have an all-inclusive meeting in Tijuana prior to the trip, and that way we bring everyone together, they know what team they're in, we integrate the teams, and we can start the group planning that occurs until the trip. And we also have a website that we can load documents on so that it's a good way for communication across borders. As an aside, I want to say that translation equipment has been very important. It means that we can, including for me, after 10 years, still can't speak Spanish very well. So that's really helped a lot in terms of our meetings, like the seminar, and also for our evening meetings where we're doing debriefs, not only for the students and faculty, but also for our U.S. partner service organizations that join us. This gives you an idea. We just finished VDI. It was a very successful trip just last weekend, and this just gives you an idea of what we were able to do over that 4-day period. We were able to see over 500 patients and provide different clinical services, and we had multiple health education projects, which we really predominantly geared towards, and partly is the availability, but we really do focus this program on the women and children in particular. We did have a public health project as well, and just to give you an idea of how the VDIs go from semester to semester, in the spring we had the school kids brought in three morning stools for parasite examination, and we found a very high level of intestinal parasites. And as we did some initial kind of assessment of that, we realized that one of the problems, for instance, was that there was just one big bin of water and one cup for every classroom. We also looked at some food safety issues. So on the fall VDI, we were able to follow up and actually come up with something that they're excited about initiating, and we started with closed vessel and cups for each kid and that sort of thing. So those are the kinds of ways that we take each semester builds on another. We also have three IRB-approved research protocols. You're going to be hearing about the Bixby program as a final presentation in this session. Dr. Fraga, leading on to your work, you're very interested in the metabolic syndrome and diabetes in these populations, and Rotary bought us a hemoglobin A1 machine, and we actually had a very exciting results this last semester with the metabolic syndrome that we're going to be following up with. And Dr. Garfine from UCSD led we completed a TB infection prevalence with QuantiFERON. So we were able to do all of this in literally one weekend by lots of planning and mobilizing a large massive group. In terms of medical care, this is voluntary practitioners and borrowed equipment, but also with Rotary, we've been able to really build laboratory capacity so that we can offer a lot more. Also, just so that you know, we really emphasize prevention. So as an example, one of the more exciting clinical teams that has just been added is the dental team. And with the dental team, they had teaching sessions with the kids on dental hygiene, including disclosure tablets where they were brushing as hard as they could, pink tablet, oops, didn't get everything. And they learned that, and then they go in and they were getting fluoride, sealants, and they were also doing the fill and drill with five chairs going, as well as extractions. And all of this was done within teaching. So we had 10 dental students from the medical school in Tijuana taught by Mexican and U.S. faculty. In terms of our research, this is very much community-driven, community participatory research, and the leaders of the community help point out what their burning and important issues are. We do this with meetings. We do this with focus groups. And then depending on the level of the program, you'll see with the Bixby program, they're actually co-investigators and really are helping lead the way. One of the other important principles is that as we do assessments and we do these data assessments, we we bring that information back to the community, and then we can start to brainstorm around, are there feasible solutions that we can put in place? And sometimes they're very simple, like can we get a closed water container system and a way to, you know, safely deliver water to these kids. In terms of our methodology, we do both quantitative and qualitative data collection. And these are good teaching tools for both students and faculty in terms of how to do good field collected high quality data. But also, when you're talking about cross-cultural a program, you know, to have both of these methods, it really helps us better understand what are the true root causes and drivers of health disparities and really understand what the problem is. We do believe, I think everyone realizes, that there's this emerging need for being able to appropriately address post-disaster. And the VDI really is a perfect example of how you can really mobilize and do focused, concentrated information gathering. And we think this is very apropos to preparing all of us to better operate within that environment. One of the things that we also stress is alerting faculty and students to what's out there in terms of viable applied field technologies, lab diagnostics, interventions. And as an example, taking rapid testings to the hotel where the sex workers work. Also, the Safe Water Vessel Program, that's a WHO CDC program. And if you look up at the far right, that's the HemaQ is a rapid test for hemoglobin that's highly accurate. And we were able to convince Rotary to buy that for us. And this is a snapshot of an anemia nutrition synergy, what we think is a good example of synergy, where Rotary funded that so we could go, and we showed that this community, looking at the vulnerable populations of women, of children less than 5, has a very high prevalence of anemia, and which was consistent with an iron deficiency, nutritionally based anemia. So the cool thing was, then Rotary went on, got a matching grant. They built an incredible kitchen where you can see Ensenada Rotary here as a partner, helped supervise that being built. And then the academic partners, our role is to do nutritional assessments. You'll be hearing from Jason Daniel next about a little, you know, some of that, the data that was collected that's contributed to that, and how to come up. We did some taste testing with kids, what's healthy, what tastes good, and then training the cooks. But the most exciting thing is that on this last trip, we found out that a whole parent volunteer group has been assembled, and they're selling healthy snacks. And not only that, but it turns out that they're now making, rather than $50 a month, $200 a month, and rather than 40% of the kids supported on healthy lunches, 80% of the kids in the school. The last thank you. I need water. That's a bad sign. You're not going to throw it at me, are you? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, and then I just want to also mention that a case study in a different way is the Bixby Project, where with an initial grant we were able to mobilize the whole BDI team and do a community-based assessment and family planning, because this was given to us as what was considered a big problem. And we were able to document teen pregnancies were a major issue in this community. And with some other successive grants, we were ultimately able to get a really large grant, which now not only will allow us to address this in a big way for this community and create models for other communities, but also will enhance the overall program. So in summary, VDI is a program that we believe is a program about relationship building, one in which you have the at the most basic level, in some ways, is the faculty-student mentoring. Also, we have the across-institutional, and at the higher levels, the faculty-academic networks that have been created. And probably most important, at the community level, and we began with just getting school supplies and free stuff from Office Depot, and you don't have to do a lot. But if you can have that community trust and or community service part, you can really create a very effective platform for both teaching faculty and students, for performing public health projects and doing effective research objectives. And so I think our message to you, the VDI's message team to you and the audience, is that this is something that you can do with limited time. You can do a lot in 2 days in the field. It's also something you can do with no money. I mean, we basically would just finance ourselves, and now we obviously have a lot more money, but we're able to do more. But you don't have to start that way. We are going to be starting a new partnership, or we're not going to, but Ciudad Juarez and University of Texas El Paso is going to be coming to our next. So, yay! our next spring VDI, and they're looking at launching in Fall 09, a similar program. I also want to say, as was mentioned by our moderator, this does not have to go into just the Mexican border, but we also, I won't reveal his presence, but in the audience we have our Kingston collaborator for a summer program in Kingston. So San Diego State is working with Kingston as a field project, which has very similar principles every summer in Kingston, along with UAB. So in summary, the final point, is that that this program also is one that we think that contributes to public health, competent public health leaders. And it's fun.
Thank you both, and we're going to move right along.